In the last poem, I've thought of the poet as the ancient poet, going back to the time of the Druids and way back into prehistory, as poetry has been, at that juncture anyway, the expression of primitive man, as poetry perhaps always is, a kind of a desperate utterance of one man. And so I've called this fictitious ancient poet, who was really just a kind of symbol for the whole type of all poets, called him the me, myself, which the poet, considering with his own consciousness and then extending outwards to the world, so it becomes the me, myself, with capital letters, the ancient poet. And this poem is to explain this mythic poet. No swan of a leader encounter, no phoenix risen from his own ashes, the me, myself, willed his own birth. Although he could have kicked all the saints in the pants, he stayed, paying out truth like ad space. He played life like a flute player, mostly by ear. Not like a monk in the dark cell, but like a harem keeper bounding from flesh to flesh, he wrestled the word for the secret. Seasonally, he became the werewolf, our blooming mountain laurel. He allowed prying maidens to sniff and pluck petals from his open sores. It was the music deep in his core that was protected, hidden like nectar. Those who banished him, mockers who cupped their ears, knew he would not trumpet their doings. He was no public agent of the soul. The word was not equitable with bull or bear. His stock was split nothing for nothing. The message was he had to go. His execution came like the escaped song of a thrush outside your window. His miracle among us was that tablet of words, the ministry of himself.